Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, May 19th, 2024. My newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. And people, that's exactly what we're going to do. I want to show you something just real quick. And we've covered this, but it's starting to get some attention here. I've been explaining to all of you that the issue with the banks is out of control. And people are not being allowed to know the truth, meaning we have some serious issues moving forward. And you're going to bear the brunt of it again. Just understand. So what we know and what we just found out, it's, you know, we've been hearing about this now for several weeks, although you and I have been talking about this for well over a year now. Bad loans are piling up on the balance sheets of not just the smaller and regional banks, which again, you and I called out before anybody else right here on this blog, but for the major institutions. But the major institutions have an out. So let's just cover this a little bit more. Bad loans, loan defaults are skyrocketing, skyrocketing. People can't pay their bills anymore. This environment, this predatory environment right now with skyrocketing inflation with nowhere to go, but much worse, and we have more to talk about with regard to that, is putting people in a very bad spot. You understand that this is deliberate. They're creating dependency on the system, slaves to the system. But the situation, again, is it's getting more dire for these smaller and regional institutions, and it's not being talked about at all, pretty much, on the mainstream media. But once in a while, you get a headline that tells you the truth. Now, the Federal Reserve here is apparently concerned about bank loans that are going bad. Now, the Federal Reserve, what they mean is you should be concerned because you got forced to bail the banks out before, and you're going to do it again. But what's going to happen here is so simple to understand. These smaller and regional banks are going to be consolidated into the larger collective of the mega banks. So as these smaller institutions fall, they're going to fall like dominoes. And this is being pushed off right now. Again, it's being hidden from the public. You're not hearing about this on the mainstream media. They can't let you know about it because nobody knows until everybody knows. You understand? There'll be panic. People going to the banks trying to pull their cash out, which I think is going on now. I really believe that there is a silent bank run going on with regard to especially the smaller institutions. People realize there's a problem. They're not that stupid. They're pulling their cash out, reallocating those funds into maybe they're stuffing under their mattresses, putting into credit unions, which are safer, as I have covered repeatedly, or maybe even putting cash into the stock market. We're seeing capital inflows here on a massive way. And this market seems unstoppable. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And maybe they're putting the cash into the larger institutions as well. Because again, not only do they have a direct main line to the Federal Reserve, as the smaller institutions collapse, the larger institutions are going to buy the assets of the smaller banks for pennies on the dollar. So that's their out. That's the out for the larger institutions. And I've been like telling people for I don't know how long now to get your cash out of these smaller banks because you're going to end up with a big problem. You got to be ahead of the curve on this, okay? So anyway, I wanted to talk about that. The Fed is concerned. The Fed is concerned, which means you need to be concerned, period, the freaking end. Now, a couple of other things I want to talk about. This is CNBC just this morning talking about soaring debts and deficits. All right, let's see. You and I have been talking about this for, I don't know, 10 years. It's not going to stop. Debts and deficits ballooning. Vast amounts of war spending. Let's see, just these are some rough figures here. So far, you have bankrolled the Ukraine war to the tune of $175 billion and the war with Israel and Gaza to the tune of about $100 billion. Biden is sending them another $1 billion. This was just last week, so I don't know. These are just rough figures here, probably way much more than that. But if you think you're done supporting war and funding war, you don't know what's going on here. Again, this is a mechanism for central banks to inflate. You all know that. Adding to the issues with debts and deficits, hyper ballooning. Now, this is interesting, just going on here. with this headline here. Worrying about soaring debts and deficits causing worry about the rest of the economy and markets. Threat to the economy is inflation, okay? And it's the consumer that's being destroyed. You can't create all of this cash out of nothing to fund wars and everything else. We don't have a war chest. You all know that. This cash has to be made out of thin air. And who makes up the debt, the difference with the debts and deficits that we're running? It's the Federal Reserve. And they are more than happy to lend. So you can expect the issue of currency devaluation, purchasing power, a loss of purchasing power on an epic scale to continue. That's the threat to the economy. Now, with the markets here, the threat is very, very simple. The markets, the stock market, is being hyperinflated, okay, on the back of soaring debts and deficits and war funding and everything else you can dream about, currency devaluation here. Again, think about the mechanism here. The more currency that is created out of nothing, the more purchasing power is lost with regard to the currency, okay? It also costs more of these weaker dollars to buy anything, even shares of stock. The market is hyperinflating as well. The stock market is hyperinflating as well. That presents opportunity for you and me across the freaking board. And we're going to talk more about that too. And let's start with this. So again, record high for the stock market. We're watching a phenomenon occur. The Fed put is in place, meaning the Fed's buying all the debt. China's dumping debt like there's no tomorrow. Don't take my word for it. Look it up for yourself. Record amounts of debt, U.S. debt, is being dumped by China. If they're selling, there has to be a buyer. You understand? Otherwise, they wouldn't sell. So it's the Fed. The Fed's buying all the debt. You see the bond yields dropping. This is doing what it's supposed to do. Open up a doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets or the stock market. We're getting the illusion of the market here, this hyperinflating market. So it's beyond that. But again, there's opportunity here. Now, let's talk about some of that. You and me have been long this market since Donald Trump became president. Okay, we've been buying and buying and buying on the long end of this market. And frankly, let's be honest, we made a lot of money here. But hopefully you pulled that cash and reallocated that into other things. Precious metals, silver, my favorite asset of all time. You will all know that. We got to start to think about moving cash around a little bit. Now, with regard to this stock market, I think it's going higher. The Fed is determined to keep rates suppressed. We're going to see rate cuts around the world by central banks. That means more debt as well here in the United States. The Federal Reserve, the Fed put, they're going to buy more debt, period, the end. Currency devaluation, again, you know this. Interest rate suppression here, bond yield suppression, all that stuff is going to hyperinflate the stock market, create enormous distortions, again, across the spectrum of asset classes. But if we know that, Here's opportunity for us. With regard to the stock market, we'll just start off with that. Tech. I've been telling you about tech for a very long time. You and I need to increase exposure here to the tech sector. Big tech. You want me to throw out a couple of names for you from my lions out here? Microsoft, Amazon. Those are a couple that you might want to look into adding to your portfolio here. Me, I am building a position. Every month, I'm building a larger and larger position in JEPI. That's the ticker symbol, JEPI. No, I'm not telling you to buy anything, people. Don't get me in trouble with this. I've already gotten in trouble twice with the SEC, twice. I'm not looking forward to that again. So I'm just telling you what I'm doing. You do whatever you want. Now, that's with regard to the stock market. If you want to be in the market, if you want to be long this market like I do, okay, you want to increase your exposure to tech, period, JEPI. You get a nice monthly dividend. You can also look at individual companies. As I said, Microsoft, Amazon look poised to do well moving forward until it doesn't. Now, you and I, again, we don't have to guess. We're looking at risk in this market. We understand currency devaluation, interest rate suppression, the Fed's buying all the debt. That opens up that doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market until it doesn't. Now, you and I have the best market risk indicator that's ever been invented. And I'm telling you, it's my little brainchild. I came up with this thing, but it works. Ask any of my lions who know what they're talking about, which isn't all of them, most of them. You're going to look at the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator. Again, this is 100% free to everybody. You don't have to sign up for it. You can just look at it. Link in the description of this video. Now, another thing I want to talk to you about. I've been beating your brow lately, okay, with regard to commodities. Now, this is a common question that I'm getting here. Are you ready for this? Some of you are going to laugh, but no, you have to understand, no questions are dumb. The only questions that are dumb are questions that are not asked. So the underlying question is that we've been seeing gold and silver make a pretty substantial run higher. This is just from Friday here. Okay. The question I've been getting from people, Greg, is silver still a buy? Is silver still a buy? People, silver is right now still the, in my opinion, the most undervalued asset on the earth, on the planet, off the planet, in the oceans, in outer space, and wherever else you want to go. Okay. You can look at this market in many, many ways. If you understand the scenario I have laid out for all of you since time immemorial. That is, first of all, the stock market is so far disconnected from reality. We don't know where the bottom is. We can guess. The bottom is Dow 6,000, Dow 8,000. Let's even say it's Dow 10,000. Okay, it's nowhere near where it is now. This hyperinflated market on the back of easy money, Fed put right now, currency devaluation, all the things we talk about here. The bottom of the market is tens of thousands of points lower. We need to figure out where the bottom is because we're going to get a one-to-one ratio gold Dow. Okay. If it's 8,000, we're getting 8,000 gold, we're getting 8,000 Dow, and then a 10 or a 15 to 1 ratio with silver. So people, do your own math here. It's not hard to figure out. Silver, again, yes, it's a buy right here. I don't care that it's 31 bucks and change here. It's going much, much higher. You have to understand, people, look, cash moves through these markets in predictable patterns. If we realize that the game is risk on, meaning suppress rates, currency devaluation allows cash to flow into the stock market, this is going to reverse. We're going to get a meltdown of the debt market that's going to spin people's heads around like The Exorcist. I've been telling you this for years. Meltdown of the debt market, spiking of rates, a stock market crash beyond anyone's wildest dreams is going to occur. And cash is just going to move into commodities. Now, speaking about commodities, people, I love all of you, and I try to take care of you to the best of my ability. On Friday, again, in my newsletter, free to everybody, link in the description of this video, I put out yet a repost of a list of commodity exchange-traded funds, which would give you the opportunity to have exposure to a broad basket of commodities, or if you want to zero in on individual ones as well. People, we got this down. How do I say this to you another way? You and I know what's going on. We're not idiots. We're not stupid. They think we're stupid, but we know exactly what we're doing and why we're doing it. And this is why we know where opportunity lies, and it's everywhere right now. Stay long the market. Look for tech, big tech, Amazon, Microsoft, GEPI. That's the ticker symbol, okay? I have a large position already. I'm building a larger one, okay? I'm telling you straight out. I'm an open book. Silver. Yes. It's still a buy on a massive scale. Gold, platinum, palladium, crude oil, commodities in aggregate. What else can I tell you, people? Honestly, so look, what I am trying to do here, all right, desperately, is bring to you guys and girls actionable information. Information that you can look at, research on your own. Hey, you know what? Greg is right. And then do something. This environment is destroying us. Okay? It's meant to do that. Period. The end. Don't take my word for it. How about CNBC? How about the Federal Reserve? All these bank issues. People, this, I can't stress to you enough the issues that are going on here and we're not being told about with regard to the banks and their balance sheets that are being overloaded with bad debt. And you're going to pay for it. So, move your cash out of the smaller institutions. Period. I don't know another way to say that either. Put it into a credit union, which is safer. They're not safe. They're safer, okay? Or one of the larger institutions, same thing, who are going to buy the assets for pennies on the dollar of the smaller institutions. This is the biggest freaking freak show that we've ever seen. But that means there's opportunity for you and me, people. And as I always said, I will never, ever let you down. I got your back. You got my back. Period. The end. That's how we operate. All right, look, I'm going to get going here. I want to hear from you. Greg, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. Or Greg, you're so on point that I am going to take action. I want to hear from you. Are you taking action right now? Are you going to take action? Are you new here? Well, if you're new here, I hope that these things I am talking about make sense to you and you're doing something about it. You're not just sitting back sucking your thumb looking to be entertained. Okay, that's the truth. This is not a channel for people that want to be entertained. There's a lot of channels for that. This is a channel for lions, people who are taking action against the system that is destroying them. Do I make sense to you? I hope so. I hope I'm getting through loud and clear. All right? Love you a lot, people. I mean that from the heart. Please comment. Please get the video out there. If you got something out of this, Greg's good video, those thumbs up are valuable. Let the algorithms pick up the video. All right? With that said, I will see all of you tomorrow morning. Pre-market, we got this. All right? So until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and take care of each other.